everybody. This is the audio recording for Magical Health. There is a file in the documents that you can simply print off and read if that is what you're more comfortable with. But I just thought I'd do the audio just to help people who maybe want to close their eyes, relax a little bit more and really visualise what is happening in the following information. I'll start to read the information off for you, and at the end of each section, which relates to each part of the body, there is a gratitude statement to say. So I will just say thank you for my legs, and then you just simply repeat it out loud, feeling that gratitude as you go along. Okay then, so I'll make a start. Make sure you're sitting nice and comfortable. If you want, close your eyes. You don't have to. It's entirely up to yourselves. Okay then. So think about your legs and feet. They are your main form of transportation in your life. Think about all the things you use your legs for, like balancing, standing up, sitting down, exercising, dancing, climbing steps, driving a car, and most of all, the miracle of walking. Your legs and feet allow you to walk around your home, walk to the bathroom, go to the kitchen, to get a drink, and to walk to your car. Your legs and feet allow you to walk around stores, down the streets, through an airport, and along a beach. The ability to walk gives us freedom to enjoy life. Say thank you for my legs and feet. Think about your arms and hands and how many things you pick up and hold in one day. Your hands are the major tools of your life, and they are in non-stop use all day long, every day. Your hands allow you to write, eat a meal, use a phone or a computer, to shower, get dressed, use the bathroom, pick things up and hold them. And they enable you to do everything for yourself. Without the use of your hands, you would be dependent on other people to do things for you. Say thank you for my arms, hands and fingers. Think about your amazing senses. Your sense of taste gives you so much pleasure multiple times throughout the day as you eat and drink. You may recall from losing your sense of taste through a cold that the joy of eating and drinking disappears without being able to taste food or drinks. Say thank you for my amazing sense of taste. And your sense of smell enables you to experience the beautiful fragrances of life. Flowers, perfumes, clean sheets, dinner as it is cooking, a fire burning on a winter's night, the air on a summer's day, freshly cut grass, and the smell of the earth after rain. Say thank you for my wonderful sense of smell. If you didn't have a sense of touch, you would never know hot from cold, soft from sharp or smooth from rough. You would never be able to feel objects or physically express love or receive it. Your sense of touch allows you to touch your loved ones with a reassuring hug and to feel the touch of a hand from one human being to another is surely one of the most precious things in life. Say thank you for my precious sense of touch. And think about the miracle of your eyes, which enable you to see the faces of your loved ones and friends, to read printed books, newspapers and emails, to watch television and see the beauty of nature all around, and most importantly, to see your way through life. Say thank you for my eyes that enable me to see everything. Think about your ears, which enable you to hear your own voice and other people's voices. So you can talk to people. And without ears and your sense of hearing, you could not use a phone, hear music, listen to the radio, hear your loved ones talk, or hear any of the sounds of the wonderful world around you. Say thank you for my hearing. And to use any of your senses would be impossible without your brain, which processes over 1 million messages a second through all of your senses. It is actually your brain that enables you to sense and experience life. And there is no computer technology in the world that can duplicate it. Say thank you for my brain and my beautiful mind. And think about the trillions of cells working 24/7 for your health, body and life. Say thank you, cells. Now think about the life-sustaining organs which are continuously filtering, cleaning and renewing everything in your body. And think about the fact that they do all their work automatically without you even having to think about it. Say thank you, organs, for working perfectly. But more miraculous than any sense, system, function or other organ in our body, it's the organ of your heart. Your heart governs the life of every other organ, because it is your heart that keeps the flowing life through every system of your body. Say thank you for my strong and healthy heart. The gift of health is keeping me alive. The gift of health is keeping me alive. The gift of health is keeping me alive. Thank you.